It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. SB 8 became a law last month in Texas and blocks abortions as early as 6 weeks before most women know they're pregnant. While the legal fight over the law continues, Texans who can get pregnant but don't want to right now are weighing their options. As Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports, that can be tough for those in the state who lack a strong sex education, health insurance, supportive doctors, or all of the above.
Growing up in San Antonio, Victoria Acuna's family didn't really talk about reproductive health or preventing pregnancy.
My house was like a Latin household. The only thing my dad ever said was like, protect your body. And then that was it.
She started taking birth control pills when she was in high school, initially because the hormones reduced acne. But it made her depression worse.
It made me feel a little more emotional, made me feel a little more scattered. And it also just made me feel a little more upset about things.
Acuna now goes to college in Colorado and through the university's clinic got a Nexplanon implant in her upper arm. The small, rod-shaped implant will release ovulation-preventing hormones for up to 5 years.
It's been really helpful in just like regulating periods and removing that fact of having to take something every day. It's already there and you don't have to worry about it. And I've really enjoyed it so far.
While Acuna says she had a great experience with her doctor, that's not the case for everyone exploring birth control options. Julia Weiss started looking into getting an intrauterine device, or IUD, last year, after she graduated from college in San Antonio. Her first doctor had a few extraneous questions.
The doctor, he was like an old man, was like, well, are you sure, like, you want to have babies soon, right? Like, are you married? Like, you and your husband, you want to have babies? And I was like, no, like, that's not your any of your business.
She found a more supportive clinic and had the procedure in 2020.
I think it was probably, like, one of the most painful things I've experienced in my life, and I've, like, broken bones. So, but it's something that I would do again, and I would do it every year if I needed to.
IUDs are inserted through the cervix into the uterus, where they block sperm from fertilizing eggs. Some types can last up to 10 years. Weiss says that appealed to her, especially because she lives in Texas.
It was kind of this idea of like, well, you never really know. What if birth control is next? Like, what if I'm not going to be able to have access to this? Like, I might as well get the one that lasts as long as possible.
Another obstacle people face when seeking birth control is access to affordable healthcare. Texas has the highest number and percentage of people without health insurance in the country, and state lawmakers again declined to expand Medicaid during the most recent legislative session. Carrie White is with UT Austin, where she leads the Texas Policy Evaluation Project.
There is a great need in the state for funding and programs that enable people, particularly those who are living on low incomes, to be able to obtain the contraceptive method that they would like to use.
White says the state's decade-long crackdown on abortion providers, like Planned Parenthood, has also made it harder for people to obtain other contraceptives, something those clinics often also provide.
All of the instability that has taken place in Texas over the last decade related to the availability of contraceptive methods and services can be linked to that the efforts by state legislatures to try to curtail access to abortion. And so these are points that are interrelated.
The state's puritanical approach to reproductive health extends from the clinic to the classroom. Public schools in Texas are not required to teach sex education classes. If they do, they must promote abstinence as the best choice before marriage. That's what Myra D. experienced growing up in rural East Texas.
It was a lot of abstinence-only programming. That was the only programming that ever came through my high school.
Dee says the pervading societal expectation there was that kids grow up, get married, and have their own kids. She was never interested in that path.
So my family back in East Texas is just very much like, don't worry, you'll get there, you'll want kids. And so I'm just like, well, no. I know you think that, but no.
Since high school, Dee's been interested in sterilization surgery that permanently prevents pregnancy. When she got to college in Abilene, she asked her doctor about it.
She said flat out that no doctor is going to take me seriously until I'm at least 25 on this request.
Dee tried several other contraceptive options, but was still determined. When she turned 25, she worked with her doctor to find an obstetrician gynecologist willing to perform the sterilization procedure.
the relief that I had when I had my surgery and knowing what I had done, like there was just so much contentness, and I felt this relief that I couldn't even begin to describe.
But she's still frustrated over how hard it can be for someone to take control of their reproductive health, especially now with Texas effectively banning most abortions.
It's their right. And to see that being stripped away just angered me, and it hurt. And it's heartbreaking to know that that choice has been taken away from them.
I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.